Junior Story, Mona is a Leader. Weeks 1-3, Mona Shows Courage. Ms. Edwards greeted each student at the door of her class as they entered the room. Everyone took their seat and chatted with friends as they waited for the bell to ring. "Good morning, Peter," smiled Ms. Edwards as he passed by, but he said nothing. Peter did not like school. He was older and bigger than his classmates and was often mean and bossy. As he walked by Ms. Edwards' desk, he accidentally knocked her glass of water over and ruined all the papers on top. Peter glared at the class and spoke in a low voice, "If anyone tells on me, you'll be sorry." Everyone grew strangely quiet.
"Hey, Ms. Edwards!" shouted Ben when he walked in a few seconds later. "There's water all over your desk and floor."
He grabbed a stack of paper towels and several kids helped their teacher wipe up the mess.
"Oh my," sighed Ms. Edwards. "These were for our reading lesson today. Does anyone know how this happened?"
The room went completely silent. As she glanced around the room, Peter pointed to Jimmy.
Jimmy's face went white with fear. "I didn't do it," he shouted. "It was like that when I came in."
"Tell her, Jake," demanded Peter. "It was Jimmy, right?"
Jake was too scared to tell the truth, so he nodded his head, and then a few other students agreed.
"Jimmy, we'll have a talk later," said the teacher. "But I didn't do it."
Mona was so scared. Both hands were shaking. She had seen the whole thing. But she felt so sorry for Jimmy, she forced herself to stand up.
"Miss Edwards?"
"Yes, Mona?"
"Peter knocked the glass over. I saw it, but it wasn't on purpose. His backpack hit it."
As soon as she sat down, Trish said the same thing. Then 5 or 6 others followed. At lunchtime, Miss Edwards kept Peter in class. He admitted that he knocked the water over, but figured he'd get in trouble, so he lied. Ms. Edwards assured him that no one gets in trouble for honest mistakes, and if he had immediately told her, none of this would have happened. He later apologized to Mona. "Mona, you were an amazing example of courage today," said Ms. Edwards after school. "You did the right thing, even though you were afraid. Not only did you keep Jimmy from being blamed, but I was able to help Peter think about the choices he makes. I think everyone learned an important lesson today, even better than what I had planned."